Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. I'm Elizabeth Sadhu. We'll just jump right in with the tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. I know that I am on my path. We all are on the infinite path of love and joy. And maybe it doesn't always feel like it every second, but that's where we're at. I have been called a joy child, and I feel it most of the time, but sometimes I don't. And so it's interesting. It's kind of allowing, I like to call it profound allowing all those feelings to come up and not judge them, just to kind of allow them. And I've noticed the more I kind of even kind of an embracing of them, and it's not the wallowing around in this kind of negative feeling, but it's kind of just like acknowledging those feelings that come up, and just honoring them, and you know, allowing it to be okay. And then what I've noticed is that it passes a lot more quickly when I'm able to do that. And so. And I so firmly believe that the universe is orchestrating anything that comes up. I know it's part of my healing. It's part of my clearing. And so I must honor that. It feels so important to do that. And so then in turn, it facilitates my healing process. So then I must wallow in gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that comes up and all that is, you know, the universe. Sometimes it feels like I'm getting my nose rubbed in something, and as I ponder it, and then, of course, sometimes when I talk to my mentor friend, Michael, then he helps me remember that this is part of the healing process, and that if there's any remnants of anything, you know, whatever it is, I have some things that are coming up for me right now are is like shame around money and feeling not as prosperous as I would like. So some stuff's coming up right now where the universe is kind of rubbing my nose in it. So my beloved husband is helping me also. He says, listen, it's not emotional. Money is not emotion. It's just business, you know, it's just rational. And so that's a hard one for me, but that helped me. I could really feel that easing off when I just like, okay, you know, this is not a personal thing. I mean, it is in the sense that I know the universe is helping me work through, you know, old issues around that. So that's all good. And I really do feel grateful for that to help me work through whatever. You know, I've always been so dedicated my whole life to clearing out. And, you know, some of this stuff, old stuff, it passes quickly, but it feels like I'm at the bottom of the barrel and I'm scraping out some old gunky stuff, chiseling it. I can see myself chiseling it. The angels are saying, yay, go, Elizabeth, go, Elizabeth. They're calling me my other names, too. Go, Mata, go, Mata, go, Sadhu, go, Sadhu. So thank you, thank you, thank you, angels. I do really appreciate that. Anyway, so some fun stuff that's been happening this last week, and again, doing some clearing around it, is I've been reading the book about, I think she calls it the life-changing magic of tidying up or something like that, Marie Kondo. And it's just this tiny little book. And at first I started reading it and I was kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. She could have just written a book that had one sentence, you know, pick up your item and see if you feel joy, you know. But actually, I had not read very far, and as I just finished the book last night, I just thought, this woman is awesome. I really chuckled quite a bit in how she talks about things. And what's interesting is she's actually, you could say she's quite woo-woo. Not, I don't know if she would describe herself that way, but the way she talks about stuff, you know, she one of the very last things she said in the book is when you come home, to talk to your house and say, hi, hello, home, I'm home. Thank you for, you know, basically it's like, thank you for serving me. She talks about your clothes, like clothes don't want to be just crammed, you know, in your closet. You know, they want to be treated respectfully. They're having their resting time when they're not being worn by you. Clothes don't want to be, you know, still in their wrapper. They want to be free. They take up less space as part of her philosophy, but also they want to be free, and they're having resting, you know, and they become yours after you take them out of the wrapper, as opposed to being kind of this separate. One of the things, so I've been working on my closets and my drawers, and so one of the huge things that I did this last week was I basically let go of all the clothes I'd been saving for years that were my thin clothes. I'm sure a few of you out there can relate to this. And, that was hard because it's kind of like I had this idea that if I let go of them, I would lose hope that I would get thinner. But really what happened was I let go of, well, maybe I'm perfect exactly as I am, which is what I've been trying to get to, that it's not about getting thinner. It's about loving me exactly as I am and just trusting that, well, whatever, if, you know, maybe this is who I am and this is who I need to be and there's a reason for all of it, and to just let go of that there was something wrong with me if I, you know, don't lose that 30 pounds I've been thinking about. And I mean, holy, holy, holy cow. I mean, really. So I saved a couple things. One was the dress that I got married to my wonderful husband. And a couple other things which may go away. So anyway, I'm excited to, I'm actually going to share, I have a group of women who were going to talk about the book, and then they've been working on it also, and I wish I could share pictures with you. I've got my drawers. One of the things that she recommends is you have all your, like your shirts or your whatever in your drawers, your socks, standing up so you can actually see exactly what you have. Well, my husband's been doing that for years, which I love that. And so I did that, and it feels so good. It's like, oh, yeah. And the other thing I've noticed is I'm looking for something like, okay, what shirt am I going to wear today? I realized that not all of them are calling to me. So I think there's more that needs to go. Now, her recommendation is that you pull every single item of your clothing from wherever it is throughout your whole house and lay it out on the floor. And so I'm sorry, Marie, I'm not doing that. I'm needing to do this in my own way, but of course, that kind of fits with my how I work, which is I tend to be a rule breaker. So, but I so appreciate all of her fabulous ideas, her advice, and if I feel lighter. Oh my gosh, it feels so good. So anyway, this group of women where I said, hey, in the spirit of tidying up, how about we bring, there might be some clothes that would speak, that would spark joy with one of the other women. And so anyway, I'm really excited about that. And we'll see, although I had some trepidation also, because then I was like, oh gosh, you know, they're all smaller than me, and kind of, you know, bringing up a little bit of that shame thing. And so it's like, okay, just own it and recognize I'm, you know, I know that no others do not judge me the way I judge myself. I mean, isn't that the way of it? We're always so much harder on ourselves. And I know that at some point I I really had this amazing realization. I mean, this has been over 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, that I thought, holy cow, I would never treat my best friend this way. I would never treat anyone this way. So why do I treat myself? Why am I so judgmental? Why am I so hard on myself? And it feels really important to say it out loud to all of you, if anyone is actually out there listening or may listen. It's time to let go of all that crap. I mean, seriously, let go of it. And that's old earth. That is so old earth. And, you know, by honoring myself and loving myself, that's not about ego. It's just kind of a matter of fact. Hey, I'm fabulous, you know. I'm here for a reason. And I don't always know. I mean, I know some things. I know that, for instance, this last weekend we danced a lot, and I get such joy from that, and I'm kind of a wacky, fun, crazy dancer, and I know that people have fun with it. So I know I bring joy to people. Anyway, it's a really awesome, interesting process. And so my next thing is I have to go through books. And I love how she says to lay all the books out, and she talks about that to help her clients, she'll clap her hands over the books, and that somehow, and she says they'll look at her in a funny kind of way, or she says she might stroke the covers of the books. But what it does is it releases an energy that it helps her clients then decide easily which books speak to them to keep. And it's not about, oh, I haven't read this one yet, or I'm going to read this one, and you may have had it, you know, the book you may have had in your possession for years, right? But that's not it. It's like, does it spark joy? So I realize in that kind of consciousness, I've been looking around at my books, and I have a lot of books, and I'll see ones that I'll even have this feeling of almost trepidation or, like I don't even want to go there. So I'm like, oh, and I'm very sensitive when I read. I cannot read really heavy, 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 depressing books. I get too caught up in it. So anyway, that's my next. I've cleared out a lot of books, but I'm going to do more and use her system. I don't know if I'll pull them all out, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know. Anyway, oh my gosh, there we go again. We're about 2 minutes left, and I'm so delighted to be here with you. I'm going to do a chant for prosperity because it feels important for myself and perhaps for others, probably so. And also, as I wrote out a check this morning, I've got it on my altar right now, and I'm putting a lot of love into it, and hopefully the healing energy there. Bhota karam lakiya na jai vada data tilanata mai kete mange chodapar kete aganit nahi vichar kete kaptute vekar kete lele mukurpai kete murakai kai kete adukabuk sadamar ebi datari datar bandakalasi bane hoy or akana sakke koi Jako kaya kakanakai, o jane jitia moikai, ape jane ape de, ake sebi ke ike, jisano bakshe sifata salah, nanika patashahi patashaho. So we feel that lovely, lovely energy. I mean, I feel like such a rich person, really. I mean, my husband and I live in a small space, which we both love. It's easy to take care of. Right now, I'd love to see stuff go away. I mean, it's a little bit packed in, which tends to be, my husband teases me about my dense pack. But you know what? I'm so blessed. I have amazing best friend daughter, best friend son, most amazing ever best friend husband, and I'm so, so grateful. So what are you grateful for today? Find it, find it, find it. And much love to you all. Thank you for joining me.